For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The following program is pre-recorded.
He's your president! He's your president!
The following has been rated PC or politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victor crests allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Scott Jennings, a new addition here at the Salem News Channel. He is a CNN contributor. If you've been watching CNN recently, which I do so you don't have to, he regularly does battle with the panel, most of whom are liberals, and it's quite entertaining to watch him dust them up with things like, you know, fact, logic, and reason. But first, the CEO of NPR is Catherine Maher, and in the wake of them losing $1 billion NPR and PBS in funding, she said this, number 44.
As far as the accusations that we're biased, I would stand up and say, please show me a story that concerns you, because we want to know and we want to bring that conversation back to our newsroom.
Please show me a story that concerns you. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana did not come up with a story, or two, or three, or four, but probably over two dozen. Number 50.
I want to give you a few examples of stories that NPR has published using taxpayer money. I'll just read the headlines. First headline, NPR News Service. Michael Avenatti, quote, a profile of the media savvy attorney. They love Michael Avenatti. You know where Michael Avenatti is today? He's in jail. You know why? He's a crook. But for a while, he was a media darling on NPR. Here's another headline from NPR. How racism became a marketing tool for country music. I kid you not. The American taxpayers are spending $500 million a year to pay a local station to buy content that says country music is racist. Here's another headline from NPR. Donald Trump's long embrace of Vladimir Putin. Remember the Russiagate? The Steele dossier, NPR was right in there promoting it. Couple more headlines that NPR is putting out there using your tax dollars. This headline, monuments and teams have changed names. Let me say it again. Monuments and teams, presumably sports teams, had changed names as America reckons with racism. Birds are next. I don't know any birds that are racist. Here's another headline. Eating less beef is a climate solution. Eating less beef is a climate solution. I don't have anything against vegetarians. I'm a semi-vegetarian myself. I eat beef, and beef and cows eat grass. So that makes me a semi-vegetarian. But that's my choice. Not on NPR. Eating less beef is a climate solution. Here's why that's hard for some American men. Here's a final headline. I could go on the rest of the evening. How the Taliban adds to Afghanistan's woes when it comes to climate-fueled disasters. Boy, I can tell you, that's on the mind of every person in Afghanistan today, is climate change. And the Taliban, I can guarantee you. I don't have a problem with these headlines. This is America. If you want to publish articles like this, which no person with a brain above a single-cell organism would call fair and balanced, if you're a news outlet and you want to publish this kind of stuff, that is your right as an American. We have freedom of the press. We have the First Amendment. You're not free in our country if you can't say what you think. You're not free in our country if you can't express yourself. I'm all for this, if that's what these outlets want to do. But I'm not for taking $500 million every single year and giving it to these stations to the exclusion of everybody else so they can do it. And there's more. I could do this all night, but I'm not. Here's some more headlines from NPR. There is no neutral. Nice white people can still be complicit in a racist society. That's what your tax dollars pay for. Another one. Ibram X. Kendi says no one is not racist. So what should we do? Another one. How artificial intelligence could perpetuate racism, sexism, and other biases in society. Another. Scientists debunk lab accident theory of pandemic emergence. Here's another one. As Trump pushes theory of virus origins, some see parallels to lead up to Iraq war. Your tax dollars at work. As U.S. confronts Russia, Trump's admiration of Putin is consistent. Another headline from NPR. The history of policing and race in the United States are deeply intertwined. Another. After Biden's debate performance, the presidential race is unchanged. This was the debate performance that President Biden gave, after which he got out of the race. If you believe that headline, you believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny and that Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes. But that's what NPR reported with your tax dollars. Here's one of the headlines at NPR. Arguments that trans athletes have an unfair advantage lack evidence to support. That's opinion journalism. Here's another headline from NPR. A brief history of how racism shaped interstate highways. I did not know our interstate highways were racist. I thought they were concrete. But not according to NPR. Here's another NPR headline. Trump embodies nearly every aspect of a racist. Arthur says. Another, The Nation, confronting Trump's coded racism. Another, is Trump's call for law and order a coded racial message? As I said, these are your tax dollars at work. Sexism is out in the open in the 2016 campaign. That may have been inevitable. It's another headline. Is Trump really that racist? Another headline. Another headline. Frontline traces the ambition and revenge driving SCOTUS Justice Clarence Thomas. NPR is reporting that Justice Thomas is motivated by revenge and ambition. Another headline from NPR. What can the White House do to confront the narrative around Biden's ability? It wasn't a narrative. I don't hate anybody, but, and I'm sorry this was the case, but President Biden had neurodegenerative disease. It wasn't a narrative. It was just a fact. I'm sorry, but it was just a fact. Last headline from NPR I'll read. Scientists start to tease out the subtler ways racism hurts health. Your tax dollars at work.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to Scott Jennings, new addition here at Salem Radio, and a CNN contributor. All of this and more. Larry Elder. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for. For this free information, call 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. 800-422-1609. Or simply visit GoDRA.com.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. My guest was born in Princeton, Kentucky. Graduated from University of Louisville, still lives in Kentucky, began his association with the Harvard Kennedy School of Government in 2018, served key roles in both President George W. Bush's campaigns in 2000-2004 before becoming an assistant to the president working under Karl Rove. He is, as you know, a contributor on CNN, has made CNN practically watchable. He's now a new member here of the Salem family. The Scott Jennings Show airs between 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please welcome to the program Mr. Scott Jennings.
Hey, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Scott, it is my honor. It is my pleasure. You look like you're having fun jousting with these guys over on CNN.
Well, it is fun. And, you know, I think CNN deserves some credit for putting a real debating show on the air. I mean, it's given a chance for me and a few others to really take the conservative argument to a broader audience and to defeat what, you know, on cable is often just not absolute nonsense narrative, you know, wish casting, you know, unreality. And so we're able to inject a dose of reality and common sense. And, you know, the ratings bear it out. That 10 o'clock show is doing better than anything else on the network. And it's terrific.
You know, Scott, I watch a lot of programs like MSNBC, CNN over the years, and they inevitably have a Republican on who'll stand up there and say some things. And if the person appears to be too strong, too tough, all of a sudden he or she is gone. I thought that was going to happen with you because, honestly, you have said things calmly using things like fact, reason, logic, making them look like absolute idiots. And I really thought from time to time, I said, uh-oh, I'm not sure how long Jennings is going to stay there.
Well, I took a gamble, and the gamble was this. If I just tell the truth, if I just keep my cool, if I keep smiling and I try to deliver, you know, what is essentially the viewpoint of half or 60% or 80% of the country on any given issue, but do it with a smile and do it in a way that's, you know, I'm not up here trying to be a jerk. I'm just trying to tell you how people feel, that people would watch, that people would get into it. And they really have. It's taken off on television, but it's also taken off online. I think it's the best thing we put on the air in years, truthfully. We have some good anchors. I enjoy all the shows we have, but that show, the debates, the opportunity, the platform, I think it's one of the most inspired ideas they've had. It's been on for about a year now. We did it between the conventions last year. It's worked every single day since they started it, and we're going strong.
You know, Scott, I have a weekly podcast. I often use segments from your show, your appearances on CNN, and often it's not just what you say. It's how you say it and your expression. Sometimes you just roll your eyes. It's just to say, are you nuts? Are you mad? It's almost as if you don't even have to say anything half the time.
Well, I've said often that the person on the show who deserves an Emmy Award is whoever decides what shots of me and the others to put up on the screen while we're not talking. Those two shots are absolutely brilliant. But you know, look, it's television. And I'm sorry. I do have a little of a bit of emotion. I wear my expressions on my sleeve a little bit. But, you know, sometimes a look, a glance, an eye roll is all you need to defeat some of the nonsense that I hear. And so, it's as communicative as anything. You don't have to talk things to death when a little bit of a head shake will get the job done, you know?
Scott, does it get nasty to the point where during the breaks nobody's talking to anybody?
Not really. I mean, occasionally, you know, some of the conversations are heated and it's a little tension, but honestly, that is a small percentage of the time. I like the people I work with. We have a collegial rapport. I like Abby a lot and really get along with Abby. And, you know, usually for me, one of the rules of punditry that I try to live by is when it's over, it's over. And so when we go to commercial break, my next comment is, okay, what are we doing next? How are we getting into it? You know, it's like professional golf. You can't dwell on the last shot. You got to hit the next one. That's the best pundits put the past in the past and get ready for the next one. But yeah, occasionally people get a little nose out of joint. But for the pros, you just got to hit the next shot. You know that.
I want to play you a segment. This is Anna Navarro, essentially going after a co-panelist because he's a white man giving his opinion. You weren't on this segment, but I want to play it and get your reaction to it. Number 47.
Also, I want to respond to you saying that I was hyperbolic when I talked about a reign of terror.
That is hyperbolic.
No, it might be hyperbolic for you as a white man.
Oh, okay.
It's certainly not hyperbolic for me as a Latino. No, I'm not being racist.
It's my opinion for being a white man.
No, I'm not dismissing your opinion. I am telling you that what the Latino community, the brown community in America.
Speak in one voice.
Okay, well, let me speak with my voice. I mean, you said I was being hyperbolic. Let me respond.
Sure.
I'm not. You being a white man is an insult.
When you invoke it to dismiss my
being a white man is an insult.
When you invoke it,
do you think Latinos are living under circumstances that other people may not be right now in this country?
We're about to have a whole conversation about that very thing. Mm-hmm. But I just want to make a point that Brad, all she's saying is that her view of the situation is different from yours. I don't think that's an insult.
She basically said, I'm wrong because I'm a white man.
No, she just said, I see it differently.
She said, I see it differently
from you, which is not an insult. It's not, and it's also not a racial insult.
It's also
insult.
Not an explanation why I'm wrong.
So Abby Phillips plays the moderator here, calms everything down. But that's exactly what Anna Navarro said. Essentially, it might sound hyperbolic to you as a white man. What does that mean?
Yeah, I was watching that the other night, and it was quite an exchange. And boy, did it pick up a lot of chatter online and in the news media afterwards. I mean, look, Anna has very strong views on the immigration issue, and she, she and I have tussled over things in the past, and she approaches issues in a way that I strongly disagree with. But I don't personally. I'm just going to speak for myself. Think that anyone's opinion about any topic should be dismissed because of race. I mean, that's, everybody's entitled to an opinion. It's a debating show. It's an opinion show. So Brad, who came on, is entitled to say his piece about it, and he should not be attacked or diminished because of his race or gender. You hear that from the left sometimes. You know, your race or gender either gives you some extra qualification or diminishes your opinion.
Right.
They never want people just to be on equal footing, and say, well, we're all Americans. What's your opinion? And, that adherence to these identity politics that informs how they debate or see issues, I think it's one of the things that's killing the left in this country, honestly. People are tired of it, and they express those concerns about that attitude in the last election.
Scott, we have about 45 seconds left. Get your reaction to this. It is my feeling that the animosity against Trump is beginning to subside a little bit. The economy is doing better than people thought. The tariffs haven't had the effect on inflation that people thought. Gas prices down. Egg prices down. Border secured. I'm sensing I hesitate to use the word respect, but I'm sensing certainly some kind of appreciation, put it that way, for what this man has done in just a few months. Is that your perception as well?
Well, you may be more charitable in your view of it than me. I think there may be some acceptance of it. I mean, begrudging acceptance, which is a little different than appreciation. But certainly, I think the left has hurt itself time and again in their attacks on Trump. The predicted apocalypse.
Yeah.
He does X, and this will lead to the end of the world. that doesn't usually pan out. It's
Scott Jennings, Common Sense for the American People radio show from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Scott, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
The following is
summer. Stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. New poll showing that if all the other contenders got out of the race, and it was mano a mano between Mom Dami, the commie, and Mr. Cuomo, Cuomo would win. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Volunteers and first responders from all over America have been pouring into Central Texas to help those hardest hit by catastrophic flooding.
along with the rescue workers, two other people rolled into Kerr County this week, Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire. The two queens of country music told reporters, "These Texas families need us. With homes gone and families scattered, we couldn't just sit there." So they loaded up two 18-wheelers with relief supplies, bringing food, water, and a little hope to remind Texans they are not alone. Now, you may not be a country double platinum music artist. I know I'm not. But it certainly is in our power to help our fellow Americans through our friends at Food for the Poor. A gift of just $50 rushes in an emergency relief kit right to Texas, or $100 gets a kit packed with supplies to two families. But whatever you can donate makes a big difference for men, women, and children suffering in Central Texas. There's a Help Texas banner on my website, LarryElder.com, where you can make a donation to help us rush emergency relief kits to Texas containing hygiene items, tarps, diapers, and children's activity materials, as well as other essentials needed to ease the crisis facing flooded out residents. Food for the Poor, in coordination with a trusted partner in San Antonio, is delivering shipments of emergency relief supplies to support our fellow American families in the most vulnerable communities. You can also phone in your gift, 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673, or text the word Larry to 51555, and you'll get a link to make a tax-deductible gift. Again, LarryElder.com, Help Texas banner, or you can phone in your gift, 855-918-4673, 855-918-4673, or text the word Larry to 51555. Thank you so much. Here's the rest of Senator Kennedy rattling off all of these headlines that show the bias that the CEO of NPR, that gets $500 million every year, PBS also gets $500 million, so altogether $1 billion. She says, if there's anything biased, bring it to our attention. Okay.
Your tax dollars at work. I'll just read you a couple of the headlines paid for with your dollars in my local public media organizations. How illegitimate critical race theory concerns shaped Louisiana's new social studies standards. No bias there. Trump's anti-trans effort is an agenda cornerstone with echoes in history. No bias there. That came from NPR and one of my local stations. Here's another. What it's like to choose transgender sex reassignment surgery. Another. Transgender boy tells mom it shouldn't be scary to be who we are. Here's another one. This came from WRKF, which also gets, it's one of the 10 out of 138 radio stations that the bureaucrats at CPB look with favor on. Kids will end their lives. Anti-trans legislation is impacting mental health in the Gulf South. No bias there. Biography examines how systemic racism shaped the troubled life of George Floyd. Nobody has to take responsibility. Systemic racism. Here's another that came from WRKF. Christian nationalism support is strongest in rural conservative states. Another, Dr. Rachel Levine, focused on her job at HHS. Still, anti-trans politics followed her. Here's another one by WRKF. Another example of opinion journalism paid for with your taxpayer dollars.
When we come back, Randy, Lillington, North Carolina, wants to talk about why Trump cannot let go of the Epstein files. Randy, do not leave town. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder. know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Attention taxpayers. If you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has greenlighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Pro USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-881-2755. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Pro USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-881-2755. 800-881-2755. That's 800-881-2755.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with 2 matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
So fine. So fine, yeah.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
Now let's talk about the cuts to the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Millions and millions of Americans, over 10 million Americans, 13, live in regions of the country that will be affected by these cuts, including millions of rural Americans and Native tribes. And these cuts to local stations couldn't happen at a worse time, with floods and natural disasters front of mind. When a flood happens, when a tornado touches down, when a hurricane makes landfall, people need immediate, up-to-date alerts to stay safe. And sometimes, all too often, public broadcasting is the only way for people to hear what's going on. It's a matter of life and death.
We're all going to die. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want to do. Relieffactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Randy is in Lillington, North Carolina. Randy, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Man, Larry, just what an honor. I feel like a kid at his first rock concert, so it's just awesome. Introduced to you through David Webb and Andrew Wilkow. Man, super awesome.
Thank you. But Randy, you know Randy was my dad's name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Actually, my given name is Philip, middle name Randolph, but I go by Randy.
Yeah.
So, but through an Alan Dershowitz conversation with David Webb, you know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, obviously, but these files about the Epstein thing are not classified. They've been sealed by a federal court.
Right.
And by doing that, the president, nor Bundy, nor Patel, they can't do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my understanding that there is a situation where the media actually can go to the House and do the right protocol thing, and they have to release what can be released. And so my comment is that why hasn't the left-wing media done this? Because they obviously know that, and it's one of those things that make you go, hmm.
Well, Randy, thank you for calling. I wouldn't denigrate my intellect the way you just now did. It sounds like you are replete with common sense. And by the way, my dad's name was also Randolph, although it wasn't his middle name. It was his first name. I've heard Dershowitz say this, that the judges are the ones that are preventing all this stuff from being released. And I know there's some sort of way the media can go to Congress to do this, that, and the other. Why the media has not done that, I can't answer that. All I know is that the media didn't give a rip about this during the 4 years that the Biden administration was in office. And none of this stuff came out during the campaign, which shows me that there's nothing in there damaging against Donald Trump. But it appears that Trump has implied anyway that he may appoint a special counsel. He was asked about that, and he earlier said he has nothing to do with that, but that may be the case. Number 54.
President Trump, would you consider appointing a special counsel to investigate the Jeffrey Epstein investigation?
I have nothing to do with it.
And this is another former Epstein lawyer named David Schoen, number 33.
I don't believe for a second that there's a client list out there. That wasn't Jeffrey Epstein. Despite all of these rumors and stories and so on, he had no plan for blackmail. When I met with him 9 days before his trial and he asked me to take over the defense of his case, we talked about strategy. You can believe that he had every incentive to come forward with names of rich and famous who were involved in his case. The danger of everybody ought to be in favor of transparency. The danger, the reason Judge Berman and others have kept some of the files private, and Alan Dershowitz is exactly right, that was a terrific interview, is because once you put the names out there, we've seen this already with the Black Book and so on, if you put the names out there and the fact that he knew Bill Richardson, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, etc., doesn't mean that they did nefarious illegal conduct with him. But people start drawing rumors and making claims. Mm. Also, the accusers demanded a certain level of privacy. And so the judge balanced that when the parties were before him, and that's why he kept some of those files private. I don't believe for a second that Pam Bondi or anybody in the administration has a client list that they're withholding. I know that people want to see it. There's a certain fury and interest in all of these things. It's tantalizing. But I don't think that information is out there.
Speaker Mike Johnson has said that Pam Bondi needs to come forward with whatever information she has, number 34.
This is sort of on the heels of something else that a lot of people are asking questions about. And because we've been lied to by our federal government for so long, I feel like there's some type of like there's a pain point, right, in the pressure cooker that gets heated up on issues like the Epstein issue,
yeah.
Right? And obviously that's something that's taken over a lot of the online dialogue. But a question here about it that concerns either testifying or testimony for Ghislaine Maxwell, potentially, before Congress, or if you would support members like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Ana Paulina Luna on the release of subpoenaing the Epstein documents from the DOJ, whether you would support either of those.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Marjorie or Anna about that specific subject, but I'm for transparency. We're intellectually consistent in this. Look, Reagan used to tell us, we should trust the American people. I believe in that principle. I know President Trump does as well, and I trust him. I mean, he put together a team of his choosing, and they're doing a great job. It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it. I mean, the White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this isn't my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there. And you know, Pam Bondi, I don't know. When she originally made the statement, I think she was talking about documents, as I understood it, they were on her desk. I don't know that she was specific about a list or whatever, but she needs to come forward and explain that to everybody. I like Pam. I mean, I think she's done a good job. We need the DOJ.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Attention taxpayers. If you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has greenlighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Pro USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-881-2755. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Pro USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-881-2755. 800-881-2755. That's 800-881-2755.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryOldisShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER. We've got a country to save.
Yeah, that stupid vaccine. There were so many scams. They were trying to give free baseball tickets, money. They were trying to do everything possible to convince you to take that scam vaccination.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We're also going to talk about the race for the next mayor of New York. Polls show that if everybody dropped out except for Andrew Cuomo, he would beat Mondami by about 10 points. Angela is in Cranberry, Pennsylvania. Angela, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi there. Yes, and for me, why I think Epstein can't go away as a problem for Trump, and I love everything else that Trump is doing, him and Marco Rubio on the international stage is wonderful, but what about all of the victims?
Yeah.
We haven't heard somebody come out and say, we've found all of the victims, and they are no longer being trafficked, and they're getting the help that they need.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
I've worked in child welfare for over two decades. I've worked with women and children that have been trafficked, and what they endure is horrific, and we need to make sure that they're okay.
Absolutely. Great, great point. Thank you, Angela. Here's what President Trump said, number 32.
I know you've urged people to move on, but I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story?
I don't understand it. Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things, the Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sorted, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
Neil is in the Bronx. Neil, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Larry, how you been doing, man?
I'm well. Neil, how are you?
It's been a while since we talked. You're doing it right. But anyway, brother, check this out, man. I wear my red mega hat out here. I went to the hospital, right? These people kicked me out the hospital, Larry. They kicked me out the hospital, brother.
They kicked you out of the hospital because you wore a mega hat. Did they treat you before they kicked you out? Yeah. not funny. All right, we're going to talk about the update on Trump's health. Joy Reid whipped out the race card on the Piers Morgan Show. And Mondami, could he become the next mayor of New York? I'm Larry Elder.
We all hear the radio ads about...
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.